Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. To reach Dr. Mike on email, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, or 877-711-5211 on the phone. On the phone, Teresa from Tennessee. Thanks for coming on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And talk to Dr. Michael Royzen, Teresa.
Yeah, Dr. Mike, I'm having surgery Thursday, and I've had so much, I've had a lot of anesthesiologists. Is there anything I should be telling the anesthesiologist?
Well, you should tell them everything you've been taking. That is all medications and all supplements. That's especially true with if there are any drugs that are active for a brain, such as if you're on an antidepressant or you're on a something that relieves anxiety, or you're on something that for pain. What are you having the surgery for?
I'm having a tumor cut off the back of my head.
So those are the keys. Is tell them that, and as I remember it, you're pretty physically active. So tell them that too, and hopefully everything will go well.
Yeah, I'm hoping they won't put me all the way under, because I had a delay pulling my wisdom teeth because of the amount I've had in the past.
Mm-hmm. Usually the amount you've had in the past doesn't matter, because it's pretty well gone and doesn't do anything, but it could affect how fast you get rid of it, only from a dose standpoint, and as we get older we use less anesthesia.
Okay, because I already told the nurse when I did a pre-op, I already told him, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't use drugs. I've never had a problem with anesthesia, just had a lot of it. Told her I only take one prescription. Told her what it was, and they gave me the pre-surgery wash to use to keep my skin as sterile as possible.
Oh, good. Okay, well, our prayers are with you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for the call, Teresa. Thank you. 877-711-5211 on the phone. You can take Teresa's line, or you can email us at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We're seeing a lot of measles. What's going on, Dr. Mike?
Well, it turns out so far there are 175 confirmed cases with 20 hospitalizations. That's three times the usual, and there have been 9 outbreaks. Almost all of those, 98% of the people who've gotten the measles did not get vaccinated. You know, there are 500 people used to die annually before the vaccination came in for measles. And not only did 500 people used to die, but something on the order of 5,000 got what was called orchitis, or, if you will, a inflammation of their testicles, which is very painful, and the older you are, the more painful it has. We've also had 60 cases of imported measles. That's largely diagnosed in travelers from abroad, and that's often how it gets into these clusters of communities. People who don't want to, if you will, vaccinate their kids often get together with other people and live near other people who don't want to vaccinate them. And so it spreads, and that really is a, if you will, an ongoing tragedy. Children should receive their first measles shot at age 1, followed by a second between 4 and 6. If you travel abroad, babies are eligible for it because there's much more measles abroad. We almost wiped it out in the United States. But imported cases plus the lack of vaccination is bringing it back, and bringing back some very sick people. And believe it or not, if you don't get vaccinated as a kid, as you get older, measles is a tougher disease. It often affects the brain, causing swelling, which causes real dysfunction, and may cause permanent damage or death, and as I said, the gonadal region.
What is the difference between measles and chickenpox?
They're different. They're totally different diseases. The virus is different. The symptoms are different. and the sequelae, meaning what happens afterwards, are different. In chickenpox, normally you have these skin lesions and you scratch like heck, and then the virus goes away, hides in your nerve roots, and then can come back as shingles, which is why we urge people to get the shingles vaccine starting at about age 50. I know you and I talked about shingles. Did you get the shingles vaccine?
No. My mom did. My mom got it. I haven't got it yet.
No.
Will shingles eventually be covered under Obamacare, the vaccine?
I don't, there are individual decisions on each thing, and Obamacare did not list immunizations that are recommended as covered. So, in fact, the people with Obamacare will, if they're getting that private Obamacare insurance rather than Medicare after age 65. But the official recommendation on shingles vaccine is at age 65. We think, when we look at the data, it should be at 50. And so maybe they will move that down. If they move that down, then the policies under Obamacare would cover it. But even at Medicare, it is not 100% covered. There's often a copay with it, unless you have a very good, advantage plan.
I would be very willing under Obamacare to trade in my prenatal coverage for coverage of a shingle shot if I could do that. If I can barter and negotiate that.
You don't
that,
think you're going to get pregnant?
Can you act as my agent and represent me?
I don't think so, Joe.
I'd be willing to trade in my prenatal care.
No, but I do think it's this one is one that all of us are going to, in fact, me too, had to pay out of pocket for, because it is an important one, and the data have not, or the recommendations have not yet caught up with the data that we really should do it at age 50. You know, there has been an increase in shingles over the last 30 or 40 years. That's even before people got vaccinated for chickenpox, which is another one of our top stories. They looked at the data, and there's been a steady rise in shingles. So I would urge everyone over the age of 50 to get vaccinated. I think the shot series is about $160 at CVS or Walgreens or Rite Aid. It's usually more in a physician's office.
It goes between 150, 160, and maybe 210. My mom got it. It was over $200, but she's got insurance at age 80 that covered pretty much of it. She paid $10, which was a good deal for her. Didn't we all get, and we go to a break in a minute, didn't we all get the measles when we were kids? I know I got chicken pox. We were thinking about measles, chicken pox, and the mumps. Remember the mumps, right? Remember the mumps?
Yeah, the measles vaccine did not come in, measles, mumps, et cetera. The measles vaccine did not come in till, I don't know when it is. I'll have to ask my wife, who's a pediatrician, when that first started. But I just looked over at her, and she threw her arms up in the air saying, I don't know what it is. I got to get her on Google to find out. But you just can't get good research assistance nowadays.
No.
I'm about to get hit with one of those things that you roll out, baking things. She has no other use
rolling
for it
pin.
Anymore. Rolling pin.
Rolling pin.
But anyway, we all got. I got measles.
I think I did too.
Nancy, did you get measles?
Yeah.
And my wife got measles too.
Yeah, I think it was pretty
common. I don't think that vaccine came in until about 1990.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something we all probably had chicken pox to in the mumps. Okay, coming up after the break, it's guest time. Dr. Evan Alexander will talk about his audio program, Seeking Heaven Sound Journeys into the Beyond. All right, he's been an academic neurosurgeon for the last 25 years, and he's got an interesting story to tell based on life experience himself. So you want to stay here for that on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.